Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome to my channel again. Well, Nigel Farage performed a vault farce, and not for the first time. The former leader of UKIP has been the leading light in Reform United Kingdom since its foundation. By the way, that's the new cognomen of the Brexit Party. So Mr. Farage initially said he would not allow his name to go forward to contest any constituency at the forthcoming Westminster election. However, he said he changed his mind. He was prevailed upon to do so. People beseeched him on bended knee to fight a seat, and he decided he will fight Clacton, which will have come as a desperate disappointment to the candidate that Reform UK had already identified for that constituency. Now, Clacton is the one which is most propitious for them. There was an academic study done of UKIP, and where they did particularly strongly was in left-behind places, for some curious reason, up the eastern coast of England. And if you look at the demographics, Clacton was the single most favourable constituency for them. All their ducks in a row. And it's the only seat that UKIP, which was his previous party, ever held in a general election. Remember, UKIP only ever had two MPs. There was Mark Reckless, and there was the other chap, Douglas Carswell, both Conservatives who defected to the United Kingdom Independence Party in 2014, then held referendums, they held by-elections. They became stewards and Great Chamberlain of the Chiltern Hundreds, to get out of Parliament. Strictly speaking, since the 1630s, you can't resign from the House of Commons. But if you get an office of profit under the Crown, that's incompatible with being a Member of Parliament. And that triggered a by-election, which they're entitled to stand. So they both won. And then the subsequent general election, 2015, Douglas Carswell held a seat. Mark Reckless proved to have been reckless and lost his. Carswell subsequently lost it, and he's no longer in politics. Now, he has had some sharp words for Farage. He doesn't agree with not allowing HIV-positive people to settle in the United Kingdom, but he has actually applauded him. You should see the article in today's Daily Telegraph in saying that Farage is needed. Now, the thing is, it is one of the safest Conservative seats in the country, and I don't think Farage will win it. It was like 71% the Conservatives won last time. So the Brexit Party got several percent, and I think Farage will do quite well, get maybe 20%, but I really don't see him taking this one. But the very fact that he's thrown his hat into the ring at all has garnered an awful lot of media attention, and obviously the Conservative Party's shitting bricks now, because this is the last thing they need, more attention for him, and he can galvanise a certain segment of the population. I know he is a hate figure to the Eurofanatics and to many leftists, but he pointed out that UKIP was neither left nor right. Raising the personal allowance and income tax, is that left wing or right wing? You tell me. That's what he said to me. I've met him on several occasions. What an honour for him. Unlike the Brexit Party, which gave certain hardline Eurosceptic Conservative MPs a clear run, they've now decided that was a mistake, that this was not the real Brexit, and so Reform UK has vowed to contest every seat in the entire United Kingdom, including the Speaker's. Remember, traditionally, the major Westminster party do not field a candidate against a Speaker. It's not a law, it's a convention. Of course, Farage himself stood in Buckingham against Sir John Bercow when he was Speaker. When Michael Martin was a Speaker in Glasgow, the SNP put up a candidate against him, but they didn't manage to unseat him in either case. All right, so that's very worrying for them. He's already been doing his walkabouts in Clacton-on-Sea, that Essex town, where he really connects with quite a few people. Now, as I say, he is abominated by many people. So every action has an equal and opposite reaction. You know that to be glorified, you will also be vilified. And so a woman threw her milkshake over him. This female has been arrested on suspicion of assault. So he's got other people involved. Tim Martin, who owns the Wetherspoon chains of pubs, he's got a little magazine in Wetherspoon. Tim Martin's always speaking up for that. And it has that sort of working class older voters tend to patronise it. So the current Conservative MP, Giles Watling, is standing again. So it's a very Leave constituency, 70% voted in favour of leaving the European Union. It's one of the highest in the United Kingdom. But Labour will be rejoicing. It's a bit of a gift for them. And it's the last thing the Conservatives need. Just when they felt they'd outflanked Reform UK a bit, we're talking about the triple lock on pensions. We're talking about compulsory national service for youngsters. And they knew that that was attractive to some people who were Reform UK inclined. So other people have said, well, the trouble is this will, you know, deprive the Conservatives of dozens of seats. I said the Conservatives will be reduced to 150 seats, and I probably have to revise my forecast downwards, because the Conservative campaign has been bad. Labour's lead in the polls has not dropped very much. Reform UK is actually gaining traction. Remember when UKIP got 12% of the votes, they didn't quite get a single constituency, and they didn't even come close anywhere. They hardly got 10% over anywhere. So likewise, this time, that will probably be the same. And it shows the scale of the disgruntlement amongst right-leaning voters. The 70 will vote for Reform UK. I'm from the Republic of Ireland. I don't know anything. Well, that's preposterous. It's quite possible to be well-informed about a country that one doesn't originally hail from. I mean, I have lived in the United Kingdom for a little while, as you can possibly deduce. You could know everything about the Republic of Ireland and you've never been there. I have been to the UK at least once, I promise you. It's not as though Republic of Ireland is very different to the United Kingdom. Hilarious. I'm from the British Isles. I identify with Ireland and Great Britain. But, you know, I'm particularly from Cork. But I prefer, you know, the general matters more to me than the particular. So the Conservatives are really regretting this. And now Rishi Sunak has ruled out an electoral pact, saying that if we do this, promise that you won't stand against the various conceits. That would seem to be cowardly, caving in, blah, 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 abandoning the centre ground. I think he's right not to do that. I think he's right to hold his nerve on this one. But it's just going to make it even uglier for the Conservative Party. People say it's a bit like happened to the Progressive Conservatives in Canada, known as the Tories. That's over 30 years ago, where they were reduced to two seats. Prime Minister Kim Campbell was unseated. So I don't think the Conservative wipeout is going to be quite on that scale, but it is going to be a heavy defeat. It's all about damage limitations. It's a core vote strategy, actuating them to cast their ballots. And as for winning over floating voters, there's minimal chance of that. That roughly 30% of the populace are of floating voters, and they'll almost all vote anti-Conservative. All right. And what else was I going to say about this? So that's why he's chosen that seat of all seats to stand in. Another thing is, you know, this is going to be his eighth attempt to be elected to Westminster. He never ever succeeded. Remember, for insurgent parties, it's virtually impossible to do that. Now, ironically, the only reason UKIP and his career really got going was because of the European Parliament. They were elected to the very legislature they didn't want to be part of. And that was because the European Union passed legislation saying you must have proportional representation. They did. And that allowed very minor parties like UKIP to get in there. He's one of three UKIPers elected in 1999 for the region of Southeast England. Because until then, the United Kingdom divided itself into what was sort of roughly seven mega constituencies. Get about 9 or 10 Westminster constituencies, lump them together and call them Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire, or like North Wales or whatever, and say, no, what you'll do is you have Southeast England have 10 MEPs, members of the European Parliament, elected on a proportional basis. Right. Anyway, what do you think Reform UK is going to do? Is it a bad thing from their point of view, Reform UK? Because they will really trash the Conservatives, but that will only be grist in the mill of Labour and their desire by some of them, open desire, to bring the United Kingdom back into the EU. On the other hand, do they really need to give the Tories such a sore bottom they learn their lesson not to set out their principles? As Douglas Carswell said, that they have actively advanced the leftist agenda, and wokery has run riot in the public sector, and the state has increased, and they ruled like socialists during COVID. That destroyed the economy. Rishi, he acted like a Labour chancellor, and on and on and on. They have these complete third-raters, dunderheads, who are just put in there as part of a diversity exercise. They're racist against whites, they're sexist against males, and so on. Is an anti-meritocracy. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. Right, toodaloo.